to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, joined in studio by Jim Franke, who is the co-chair of the Manhattan Breakfast Optimist Club. Jim, thanks for being here today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Wanted to chat here with you because, as I understand, you guys have a Christmas tree sale that's starting next week, and you're going to highlight that.
Right. We've been doing this Christmas tree sales now for, 60 years. It began, we were selling them off of the back of a flatbed trailer. And for a long time, we were down at Long's Park, but now we're out at Optimist Park, which is on the, it's on the west side of town. If you take Seth Child, you go down to Amherst and turn east past Little Apple Toyota. Down there on the left, you'll hit Plymate. It's the last left, and that dead ends into the park.
Okay. So this sale here, what begins, we were talking Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we're going to, in terms of hours, we're going to be open for a few hours on Thanksgiving Day, 10 to 12, and then from 2 to 6. And then on the day of Black Friday, we'll be open from 9 in the morning to 8 in the evening. And then we'll begin our regular hours, which on the weekends are 9 to 8, and Monday through Friday we're out there from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Okay. Talk a little bit about why you guys got involved with this here and why it's so important to the Optimist Club.
It's the Optimist Club's motto is to focus upon, we're the friend of youth. So we are, our service mission is to help out young people in the greater Manhattan area. And we run a number of different fundraisers, and this is the largest one. The money goes, I always like to say that, every dime that we make off this tree lot stays, not only stays in Manhattan, but goes towards kids programs. And we support on the order of 20 to 25 different programs. We might be perhaps best known for our programs that focus on youth sports. We run the city's T-ball program out at Optimist Park, for example. We have a young women's fast pitch softball program that has 10 different teams, ages 10 through 18. That their home is out there. They all practice out there. We contribute to the kid wrestling program. We contribute to the Manhattan Marlins, swimmers, and Manhattan Cross Country Club. We also support the arts for youngsters. We've got one of our newer programs. It's called the Early Expressions Kids Art Fair. That's actually starting up in December. We work in connection with art teachers at the local schools. And they encourage their students to submit pieces of art to this competition. And I want to say that we usually get between 2,500 and 3,000 submissions from kindergarten through high school. We have a judging process, and then awards are presented and what have you. We also support the, just as another example, the Gold Orchestra at the high school. We run what's called a Youth of the Month award. Each month, one of the local grade schools students from a local grade school are honored at our breakfast, and the student come in and their family and so on and so forth, and they get some recognition that way. And I could go on. That's just a handful of the programs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of good reasons to come out and support this. What kind of trees are you guys going to have available?
We have an outstanding variety of, not only variety, but quality of trees. We we're going to have about 800 trees. We unloaded a couple hundred yesterday, and this afternoon we're going to unload another 600. They come from the UP of Michigan. And we have six different kinds of trees this year. Our most popular tree in this area is the Fraser fir. But also, a lot of people grew up with Scotch pines, so we have Scotch pines as well. Other fir trees, we have what's called a balsam fir. We have two kinds of Douglas firs, sheared and unsheared, which doesn't mean anything probably to most people. The sheared ones look like they're nice and full. The unsheared ones are better known as Charlie Brown trees.
Okay.
Okay, and then the sixth variety that we've got this year is it's a new one. It's called a Black Hills Spruce. Pretty tree. It's a darker kind of green. It looks and nice and full and what have you. So we have those six varieties. We have a lot of good number of very tall trees, 7 to 8 foot up to 12 feet. People are interested in our trees generally, but especially the tall ones, they're going to go first.
Yeah.
So you may want to, and one of the things people don't realize is you can come in, well, I'm not going to put the tree up till the 15th. Well, just go ahead and buy it while the selection is good, take it home, keep it in the shade, or we can store it at the park in the shade, either way. But, so those are basically the types of trees and good selection and, you know.
What do you suggest when people come out there? Should they have anything with them to haul the tree?
No, we take care of everything for them. We have these racks that they sit on, and they're sitting out in our parking lot, and they can just walk the rows and a volunteer member, who we've all been doing this for a while. So, and a lot of people are looking for advice when it comes to buying a Christmas tree. Some aren't, but most are. But anyway, one of our members will approach you and offer to, and they'll pull the trees out and show them to you. And then once you make a selection, we will. And I overheard Brad Clausen before us. We'll talk about a fresh cut on the tree. And especially people who maybe haven't bought trees, live trees before, or don't have a lot of experience with them, they don't quite understand the fresh cut thing. But what we try to explain to them is what happens is they cut the trees and ship them, and when they emit some sap that closes up the bottom, they won't take water. So in order for them to take water, you need to make another fresh cut. If we do it, you really need to get it in water within a couple hours. If you can't, if you want to do it yourself, again, you got to make that, or it just won't draw water, and it will dry out and get very, very dry and brittle. So we'll make the fresh cut. We have a couple of netters out there. We put netting on it that allows you easy transport in and out of your house, for example. And in terms of putting it on or in your vehicle, we have a drive-up area, and you just drive right up, and we take care of literally everything for you. You know, the other thing I would point out is that besides selling the trees, we also sell, everything to decorate the trees. Lights, we have lights from the mini lights, which are probably the most popular one right now, up through the big ones that I also heard Brad talking about. If you've got outside lights and you've got frayed wires, go ahead and ditch the lights and get more lights. We have those lights. And actually, the C9s are the large ones that most people put on their houses and outside. And you're going to have a hard time finding replacement bulbs for C9s anywhere else in town, but with us, we've got a bunch of those. So we have lights, we have tree stands, plenty of tree stands, very reasonably priced tree stands, icicles, everything else you would want to put on a tree. And then for those people who want some additional greenery or have one of those, nasty artificial trees, we also sell wreaths and door swags, hanging down things. They're very nice. And also, it's called garland, or some people recognize it as roping. So we're sort of a full service operation.
Okay, awesome. So a lot of stuff to choose from there. And you guys open up on Thanksgiving Day, and you'll be open pretty much till Christmas Eve, I imagine.
And we've seen the sales environment around Manhattan for Christmas trees has changed over the past 5 or 10 years. Most everybody's going to be out somewhere between the 15th and the 20th.
Okay.
Which is, it's fine with us because we like to have a life as well. But if the selection does get, more sparse, although every last tree is worth having, and we almost always find a home for every last tree.
Okay, excellent. Anybody has questions? How can they get a hold of you?
Wow. You can call Optimus Park. That's probably the best way to do it. Or just come by. I mean, we're there all the time.
Okay.
People will call and ask if what are our hours, and sometimes they ask us, how many trees do you have, or what kind of trees, and those sorts of things. But just, and it's, if you've not, it's an experience. I mean, it really is. It's in a park, and it's all decorated very nicely, and there are a lot of, probably 80-85% of our customers are return customers that have been coming for a long time. And it's just part of an experience. It's you know, it's not like going out and cutting it down, which is, can be, you know, I've done that before, and it can be an issue. We have gifts for the kids, little giveaways for the kids. We have candy for the kids and what have you, and it's just very nice.
Excellent. Well, Jim, good luck with the tree sale. Hope you guys raise a lot of money for your fundraiser.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Again, Jim Franke, co-chair with the Flint Hills the Manhattan Breakfast Optimist Club. We'll be back with more here with the Senior Center after this.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.